All right, Unit 12, become a producer. This is the last big hurdle. And actually, for so many of you who wanted this course, this is what you actually wanted. You wanted to know how I produce so much content. And I will tell you, this is like a muscle. The more you do it, the better you get, the faster you get, the more you do it. And it's like getting into the habit of just like exercise, diet. I haven't really conquered those battles yet, but I do know how to become a producer. So the idea here is that units 1 through 11 have really been all about completion tasks. Now what we want to do is we want to switch gears to this last unit and learn how to become prolific at producing. So this is for people who need to learn how to write, who need to learn how to plan, build courses, things like this. All right. Step 1 is we're going to assume a new mantra, which is, if it doesn't feel uncomfortable, I'm not doing it right. So you're going to expect discomfort. You're going to expect that it's not going to feel good all the time necessarily. So put that mantra up somewhere. Next, we're going to take one sacred time a week, and we are no longer going to do everything that we've just done and we've learned and we've put into practice. We are not going to do it for one time. What we're going to do is we're going to take the same type of strategies, but we're going to turn it into a production sacred time, a producing sacred block. I recommend you do this on a Friday or on the weekend. My production block is on Fridays. I don't take any calls. I try not to do, once in a while, I will do a live course or something like that because it's part of my production, you know, plan, okay? You're going to use your big list, little list habit, but you're going to just know that the night before, instead of doing your big list of all the crap you need to get done the next day, your big list is going to be all the things you want to create. So this list is going to be ginormous. It's going to be bigger than it needs to be. You're going to be like, make this course and do this blog and write this book and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be all this kind of stuff. All right. The little list, you're going to pull the easiest thing you want to create first, and then you're going to do the hardest. You're going to do exactly the same method. The only difference is that this list can only be centered around things that help you produce, whether it's a course, a book, a blog, a business plan, a design for you. It can't be anything that's a completion task for your home, for your clients. It has to be a production type task. Once you've got it down, once you can do one sacred time, add a second. The idea is by the time you've nailed this, by the time you've finished this course, you've got 2 sacred times a week that are designed for production, and then 5 days a week, your sacred time is being used for all of the client work, business work, maybe homework, whatever it is that takes 100 blocks. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through this whole system on myself and show you, and then you can go ahead and use it. And I hope you've really enjoyed this. I hope it helps you. It has completely changed the game for me, for my life. And, you know, it takes practice, but if you stick it out and you stay consistent, you will see incredible change in your productivity going forward. Thanks, guys.